In the last session, I commented on Solomon's observations concerning poverty and riches. It's been several weeks since I've talked to you about the book of Ecclesiastes, and I apologize for that. I could give you any number of reasons, but they would all be excuses. So we're back on, and we're talking about Ecclesiastes in terms of what's it all about. Now, Solomon observes today, as we're looking at chapter 4 in Ecclesiastes, and he makes some comments about the person whose life is just all about his possessions. And so he works hard, and he works greater and more than he has time for. He gives all of his time to everything in life. And he has time for nothing else because gaining wealth is so important to him. And what happens is he ends up being all by himself. He has no friends, he has no family, because he hasn't had time to pursue anything of those sorts of things. It's just all been about gaining wealth. And so the question is raised, is he better off with all that wealth and being alone, having no friends, no family? Or would he, in fact, have more if he had less wealth and had some friends and had some family? So that's truly alone. And to be truly alone is a sad thing. The conclusion, what Solomon comes to, is that being poor and yet living wisely might in fact be better. Although he does not say that it is wrong or we ought to apologize when the Lord has blessed us and that we have some considerable possessions. You know, the interesting thing that I have noticed over the years with respect to wealth and poverty is that very often there's sort of a common understanding and thought, at least held by those people who are not rich, that it is in fact the rich who have all of the basic sins that are involved with respect to richness. Cheating others, using their wealth as the way to be happy, and so on, and the things that are related to wealth. What I have found is that poor people very often are caught up in the same sins. They have the same desire for wealth, unbiblical desire for wealth, that the rich person have. They have convinced themselves that life would be better if they could just have riches. And so the same is true for all of us. The problem is not whether someone has a great deal of wealth or very little. The problem is, what do you rely on for a good life? Apart from God, we are all tempted in regards to our circumstances, in regards to our material possessions. The problem simply is, as Solomon looks at life under the sun, keep in mind now, in Ecclesiastes, the approach of Solomon is, what is life when God is kept out of it, life under the sun. And no matter what you are dealing with, at the end of the day, what makes a difference is simply this, is God in the picture. When the worship of God and the service of God is always a priority, then the rest of life will fall into place. And it'll be fulfilling, whether it involves a great deal of possession and whether it involves a small amount of possessions. But what are the priorities in life? Those are the things that are important. Thank you.